On a mostly party line vote, Democrats in the main House voted to send a citizen initiated measure to raise the minimum wage to the voters in November, without a competing measure that some businesses have been seeking. Mal Leary has details.
At issue was an attempt by business groups led by the Maine Restaurant Association to put a competing measure on the November ballot for a $10 an hour minimum wage increase. Voters would then have a choice between that proposal and the citizen-initiated proposal for $12 an hour. The House voted 78-69 to reject consideration of any competing measure on the ballot. Portland Democratic Representative Ben Chipman denounced that effort.
This attempt now to refer this to committee so a competing measure can come out, in my mind, would undermine that process, and that's not something I'm willing to do. A competing measure would split the vote and could result in nothing happening.
Republican Representative Jeff Timberlake of Turner argued voters should be given a choice on the ballot, not simply an up or down vote on the $12 an hour proposal. But he was chided by House Speaker Mark Eades for questioning the motives of lawmakers who disagree with him.
This is the right thing to do. The only reason you wouldn't vote to send it was to committee is because you're scared something good might happen.
The representative would defer.
I say that we will.
The representative will defer. The chair would remind the representative from Turner and all representatives not to question the motives of other members.
Supporters of a competing measure argued that some small businesses, particularly in rural areas of the state, may have to fire workers or go out of business if the voters approve the $12 minimum wage proposal. Representative Ken Fredette, the Republican floor leader from Newport, reminded members that the state's economy varies widely from southern Maine to the rural areas of the state. He strongly supports a competing measure.
Not doing that, quite frankly, I think, is another death knell to rural Maine, because those are the people that are going to be affected by this bill. Those people working for tip wages, those are going to be the people that are going to suffer by this.
Last year, there were several bills in the Labor, Commerce, Research, and Economic Development Committee to increase the minimum wage by varying amounts. All of them went down to defeat. So supporters of a wage increase started circulating petitions to either force the legislature to adopt the proposal or send it to the voters. The measure would raise the minimum wage from $7.50 to $9 an hour in 2017, and then by a dollar an hour annually until it reaches $12 an hour in 2020. It would increase in later years based on inflation. Representative Erin Herbig, a Democrat from Belfast, co-chairs the committee. She argued it should go to the voters without a competing measure.
I urge everyone concerned to educate their friends, families, and neighbors about the referendum and let them decide whether this is a good idea or not. What we should not do as a legislative body is to subvert the referendum process.
The proposal now goes to the Senate, where the competing measure has strong support among Republicans who control that chamber. They could vote to send the proposal to committee, forcing the House to vote again on the issue. While the House debated the minimum wage issue for an hour, they voted unanimously to reject the initiated bills to increase school funding and the gun safety measure. If the Senate agrees, as is expected, those questions will be on the ballot in November with no discussion of competing questions. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.